Fred Nathan, Think New Mexico. You have a jobs bills package which is working its way through the legislature right now. What is it? What does it do? And where are the bills?
Well, it does a variety of things, and it's meant to address the fact that in New Mexico, we've been 50th for the last 2 years, Mark, as you know, in job growth. 14% of our adult population is either unemployed or underemployed, which means people have part-time work but would prefer full-time work. So we think this is the right time to focus on this. And each bill does a different part of the is a different leg of the stool, if you will. Senate Bill 10 is probably the one that's getting the most attention and getting the most traction. And this is a bill that's modeled after Utah. Utah, as you know, Mark, is second in the country in job growth. And it's because of something they did about 5 years ago where they created a post-performance tax incentive that you only receive once you've created high-paying jobs, which stands in contrast to how some states have been doing, including New Mexico, doing some of our economic development by throwing money at corporations and hoping that they, you know, crossing our fingers and hoping that they create jobs. In Utah, they've created high-paying jobs from companies like Oracle, eBay, Procter & Gamble, and Boeing. And what they do is they say, if you do what you say you'll do, we'll rebate to you up to 30% of your corporate income tax, your withholding tax, and your gross receipts tax. And it's been very effective. And it's not only creating jobs, it's creating capital investment in their state. And they estimate about $1.6 billion of new state revenues, which is something that, you know, we're not as big as Utah, and they've got some other things in their toolbox that we don't have. But this could be a sort of a game changer for New Mexico if we can get Senate Bill 10 to the finish line. It's got wide support from the business community, as well as, you know, groups on the left side of the aisle, like Common Cause, that just sees it as a good government measure and a more intelligent way to do economic development.
What kind of reaction, though, are you getting from committees and the Senate particularly?
Well, that bill just passed the Corporations Committee unanimously. In fact, all three of our bills are passing unanimously. But as you know, this is sort of the Seinfeld session where, you know, it's all about nothing. Very little is happening, and it's going extremely slowly. So we're really more worried about running out of time than running into direct opposition. Another bill that's getting a lot of traction is Senate Bill 9. And by the way, these bills are all bipartisan. The lead sponsor is the Senate President, Mary Kay Papin of Las Cruces, with Republican co-sponsors on each. This is one that's carried by Senator Sandra Rue and Mary Kay Papin, and it created an online business portal just to make it easier for businesses to, you know, many businesses in New Mexico, as you know, have to file with multiple state agencies. Oftentimes they're asking for the same information. So 18 states have created an online business portal, and we'd like New Mexico to follow. Where you file with workers, you know, Office of Workforce Solutions, Tax and Rev, Workers' Comp, all of these agencies, and do all your licensing, permitting fees, and registrations at the same time. Makes it a little easier for those entrepreneurs. So this is a bill, again, supported by the entire business community, gaining traction, passed two committees unanimously. Now it's on the Senate floor.
And the third bill?
The third bill, Senate Bill 8. And this is a bill to try to attract more entrepreneurs to New Mexico. And that's what the economic development people say you need is, you know, your economic development is going to be driven by the breadth and depth of your pool of entrepreneurs. So we got interested in, you know, the demographics of who those people are. It turns out they come from two groups. One is STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. That's where 80% of new jobs come from since 1980. The other, interestingly, is immigrants. Immigrants are accustomed to taking risk to come here. Oftentimes they can't find work, so they disproportionately start businesses at a much higher rate than any group. And if you look at the Fortune 500 companies, Mark, over 40% were started by immigrants or the children of immigrants. Walt Disney was the children of immigrants. Andy Grove, who started Intel, is from Hungary. Sergey Brin from Google, it's from Russia. So we start looking at our international STEM students at our public research universities. These are going to be the job creators. And in many cases, it's a very low proportion. UNM, less than 1% of our students are international students. And so we want to give our kids a more global perspective and want to recruit entrepreneurs here. So we're talking about providing, in limited cases, in-state tuition to international STEM students. North Dakota did something like this. They have an out-migration problem like New Mexico. 10 years ago, they said, we'll give in-state tuition to anybody who meets our academic qualifications. And it's been huge for their state. The Wall Street Journal just profiled this about a year ago and said many of these kids, and they offered it to everybody, out-of-state kids as well as international kids, we're limiting it to just international STEM students. And these kids are staying in North Dakota, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out, even though North Dakota is cold and flat, and we've got our quality of life is so much better in New Mexico than North Dakota, and we know if it works there, it can work here, and bring in some of these international kids and get them to start some businesses here.
Where is that bill? Where is aid?
That bill is also on the Senate floor, passed two committees unanimously, and is now sitting on the Senate floor.
When do you expect them to get out of the Senate?
My crystal ball is not that good. Yours is better, Mark. But, if they just get out any time in the next few days, we think we have enough time to pass them in the House.
And you've been working the House, no doubt.
A little bit. Not as much as we should. Good advice. Thank you.